Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve. At 10 in the morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. No reports of serious damage or injuries after Central Oklahoma was shaken by a series of earthquakes Wednesday night, the strongest registered a magnitude of 4.2, briefly knocking out power to 4,600 customers in the northern Oklahoma City suburb of Edmond. Edmond City spokesman Casey Moore says his home was rattled.
We did have, you know, frames and knickknacks and those sorts of things come down. It was a pretty good jolt.
Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We were watching a complex of showers and thunderstorms track across northeastern and east central Kansas this morning. A cold front will be dropping in from the north today. That may give us a chance of afternoon thunderstorms with a high 89. Scattered storms will come to an end this evening. Our low near 60. Then high pressure briefly builds in on Friday. Not nearly as warm with a high 81. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 72 degrees. Northeast wind at 5 miles per hour.
By a 3-2 vote, the Sedgwick County Commission has decided to tear down a longtime ranch for troubled boys. Commissioners Richard Ranzau and Jim Howell were the votes in favor of maintaining the facility, but they were in the minority. County Commission Chairman Dave Unruh says he was part of the facility's construction back in the 1960s.
I had the opportunity to work on that building, have been aware of its value to our community for all these years, and like my colleagues, this is a hard decision. We don't want, you know, we don't want to do things frivolously, and especially with property that's had a big value to our community. But I think now is the time to make a decision.
The commission voted to remove asbestos and then demolish the ranch. The property will be returned to parkland as part of Lake Afton Park.
Wichita police are looking for a suspect after a cell phone store was the victim of crime Tuesday evening in East Wichita, east of Central and Grove.
Officers were dispatched to a strong-armed robbery at the Metro PCS, again located in the 2700 block of East Central. When officers arrived, they made contact with a 30-year-old female employee. The employee stated an unknown suspect had entered the store, had pushed her, and took cash from the registers.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect had short braids in his hair and was wearing gray workout pants, a red ball cap, glasses, and blue latex gloves.
The Wichita Police Department holding a collection drive looking for donations of school supplies. Officer Davidson says some youngsters in Wichita come from families who can't afford supplies for the coming school year.
Each substation and also here at City Hall, we have donation boxes for kids' school supplies that will be going to the children at the Wichita Children's Home. Some things we're asking for are heavy-duty backpacks and any school supplies that you'd like to donate to the children.
Deadline for making those donations, August 18th.
A man was left dangling upside down for more than half an hour Wednesday night near Los Angeles after a fare ride malfunctioned. ABC's Alex Michelson is at the fair with more.
What's supposed to be a several-second thrill ride turns into a more than half-hour-long nightmare. Stuck headfirst for more than 30 minutes when the bungee jump at the Ventura County Fair malfunctions. Fairgoers are stunned by the sight. Ventura City firefighters arrive on scene and are able to successfully rescue him.
Two other people stranded on the platform were also lowered to safety uninjured. Late Wednesday night, Minneapolis Fire Chief John Frutell said a second body had been found in the rubble of a school building. An apparent natural gas explosion caused a collapse of the private school earlier in the day, injuring several other people.
Probably a third of that building collapsed in on itself. That is why we took the time and very strategic in how we were going to approach this. So we could not put rescuers on top of that rubble pile because of those types of reasons. It was very precarious.
KNSS News Time now, 8:35 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Thursday, August 3rd. Time for entertainment news. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted, Take it away.
Got a lot of news from the world of music, another milestone for Despacito, and a lot of big names getting ready for Lollapalooza. Kicked off my shoes,
tripped acid in the rain. Chance the Rapper, one of the headliners at this year's Lollapalooza Music Festival. He'll play Grant Park in Chicago on Saturday, Arcade Fire among the big names on Sunday, The Killers and Blink 182 tomorrow, Lorde and Wiz Khalifa today, along with Cage the Elephant, who first played the festival 10 years ago with another up-and-coming act.
It is kind of crazy that Lady Gaga was playing right before us on the smallest stage at Lollapalooza.
100,000 fans are expected each day, and if you can't make it to Chicago, Red Bull TV is live streaming the big set. Despacito. Another chart milestone for Despacito, the smash hit by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee featuring Justin Bieber. It's now time for the most weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart this year. 12, matching Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. The Foo Fighters got a little help from a friend on their upcoming album. Dave Grohl tells ET Canada that Paul McCartney plays drums on a song. The album's out next month. I'm Jason Athenson.
Did he say Blink and 182 are going to be there?
Or is that there's not an and. It's Blink 182.
I mistakenly thought it was two different bands.
You thought it was two different entities.
Blink 182.
Yeah, that's correct. Oh. I believe.
Must have some secret meaning to it.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, look into it.
All right.
Get it to Lollapalooza. Ooh. They say they're going to live stream it, so, you know, check it out.
Investigate Steve. Lollapalooza.
Uh-huh. Mm. A long-running sitcom says so long next season. The ABC sitcom The Middle. Not the buzziest of shows. Not a lot of headlines or awards, but critics liked it. Viewers like it. It's been around for 8 seasons. Now ABC says the upcoming 9th season will be the last. Creators of the show joking they wanted to go out before too many people knew they were on. Last season, The Middle was one of the top 50 most watched shows on television.
Wow.
And we, of course, have had 2 cast members of The Middle live with us here on Steve and Ted over the years. Atticus Schaefer and Patricia Heaton.
Oh, we stay. Oh, yeah, Patricia Heaton, yeah.
I'm glad you remember that.
I do. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yes. Blinkin' 182.
Let's go to some of the late night funny last night. Let's check in with CBS's The Late Late Show with James Corden.
The dating app Tinder recently paid a woman's flight change fee after she missed her flight because she was on a great Tinder date. Yeah. Yeah, that's how rare great Tinder dates are. If you have one, you win a free trip. Of course, when Tinder's check arrived, it was only half as big as it looked in the online photo.
And last night on CBS's The Late Late Show with Stephen Colbert, joke about the White House aide Stephen Miller, saying he was offended when a reporter suggested only non-Americans from the UK and Australia speak English.
I got to agree with Miller on that one. I'm not sure what Australians are speaking is actually English. That's all right, Nankum Crikey. Good day, Wallaby Yahoo. Serious, mate. One of those is a made up word.
Colbert last night on CBS. Princess Leia in the can already. And Call Don Johnson. Is it another TV reboot?
Is there a Miami Vice TV reboot in the works? That's the rumor. Variety reporting Vin Diesel's production company is behind the effort for NBC, where the stylish, music-driven original cop drama aired from 1984 to 89. No comment yet either way from the network. Carrie Fisher had already filmed her scenes for Star Wars The Last Jedi before the actress who played Princess Leia, later General Leia in all the Star Wars films, died last December. Co-star John Boyega tells ABC's Peter Travers the film honors Fisher's legacy.
This movie sends her off in a very amazing way, and she's still kept alive in this franchise, and that's the beauty of it.
Star Wars The Last Jedi opens nationally December 15th. I'm Christopher Watson.
And we take a look back 40 years ago on this day. It came out in Wichita movie theaters, The Spy Who Loved Me, the 10th James Bond movie, the 3rd one to star Roger Moore. Also got Barbara Bach, great villain, Kurt Jurgens, as Stromberg, who wanted to destroy the world and create a new civilization under the sea. Of course, Bond teams up with the lovely Russian agent to stop Stromberg. Of course, Sir Roger Moore recently passed away.
True, yes.
And I think many consider The Spy Who Loved Me to be by far his best work as James Bond, and I will agree with that. It's a pretty good movie.
There you go.
Pretty fun movie. The Spy Who Loved Me. Yeah. You know, they were trying to find a director for this movie, And the producers approached a guy that was kind of up and coming in Hollywood at that time named Steven Spielberg.
Really?
To direct a Bond movie. At the time, he was in the post-production of something called Jaws.
Oh, okay.
But Spielberg decided to wait and see, quote, how the fish picture turns out. Well, it turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
And Steven Spielberg went on to a lot of different projects.
That would have happened.
Never did get involved with the James Bond franchise.
If they had David Lean
direct
one of those shows. They had vistas and lots of color.
It'd be great
music.
Yeah. The Spy Who Loved Me, celebrating its 40th anniversary today.
The Spy Who Loved Me.
And a happy birthday to Tony Bennett.
Mm.
The longtime crooner is 91 today. Happy birthday, Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
World War II veteran. He had his first number one hit in 1951. And he's still alive and still singing. How about that?
Pretty doggone nice.
Tony Bennett. He has won 19 Grammy Awards. He has won multiple Emmy Awards. He's been a Kennedy Center nominee. He has sold more than 50 million records worldwide. Happy birthday today to singer Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
He is 91 today.
He's a legend.
He sure is.
Yes, he is.
Entertainment News in the Blur brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in Derby.
They have lunch specials every day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., so check that out. Get in there for lunch. Get yourself taken care of. It's right there on K-15. Just drive on down to K-15. Stop there at 208 South Baltimore and enjoy a tasty pizza pie at Pizza John's in Derby.
And don't forget to look at the photo right behind the counter there. Steve and Ted.
Oh, yes.
Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. You know, Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Right here.
Now, you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted.
Of course.
By calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
843, Steve and Ted. An important deal for the future of Wichita's largest employer, Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. On the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.